A British Airways crew becomes suddenly lightheaded in flight. Passengers on a Qantas A380 are thrown around by turbulence. And Bell Helicopter has good employment news for Texas. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, January 12th, 2012. The UK's Air Accident Investigation Branch is looking into an unusual incident aboard a British Airways A321 last month. Both pilots reportedly became suddenly unwell and lightheaded and issued a panicked-sounding call on the PA for the senior flight attendant to come to the cockpit. The flight, which had departed London Heathrow for Glasgow, was 20 minutes out when it turned back as a precaution. The Telegraph of London quotes an airline spokesman as explaining, quote, "The pilots reported feeling lightheaded, so, as a precaution, and following normal procedure, put their oxygen masks on. Our pilots are highly trained to deal with such circumstances. The aircraft landed safely, and customers continued their journey after a short delay," unquote. Passengers on a Qantas A380 discovered last weekend why we're asked to keep our seatbelts on anytime we're in our seats, not just when the fasten seatbelt light is on. While flying over India Saturday, a flight from London to Singapore hit turbulence so severe that unrestrained passengers were thrown against the overhead bins. The plane continued on 3 hours to its destination following the incident. London's Daily Telegraph reports the plane was carrying 450 people when there were three sudden up-and-down movements. A Qantas spokesperson told the paper, quote, "The seatbelt sign had come on, but some passengers were still moving back to their seats. Seven passengers were impacted. Four of them were taken to a hospital on arrival in Singapore. They've all since been discharged and cleared to fly," unquote. The paper also reports that this particular A380 was one of five reported last week to have developed small cracks near wing ribs. For about the last 20 years, Bell Helicopter has built all its new commercial helicopters in Canada, but an internal company email Monday announced a break from that trend, saying that a new helicopter codenamed Magellan will be assembled in Amarillo, Texas. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that Magellan will be a larger, longer-range aircraft targeting customers in the offshore oil industry. The email, sent to employees by CEO John Garrison, says the machine, which is being delivered by Bell at facilities in Fort Worth, Arlington, and Amarillo, will be assembled, flight-tested, and delivered to customers in Amarillo. The decision stems at least in part from production projections. Garrison tells employees production of the company's other commercial helicopters in Canada is expected to increase in the next few years, while a decline in production of the V-22 Osprey in Amarillo is expected to free up capacity there. Bell is thought to be saving the official announcement of Magellan for Heli Expo 2012 next month in Dallas. Air ambulance work involves difficult missions, but a crew taking an injured man to a South Carolina hospital had an unusual added issue when the patient reportedly tried to jump from their helicopter in flight. WTLX-TV reports the man was already seriously injured when he jumped from an SUV at 70 miles an hour on I-95 about 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. Then, they say he fought with the crew of the responding medical helicopter, forcing an emergency landing. Paramedics reportedly got him in a special restraint which immobilized his arms and legs, then sent him by ground ambulance for the rest of the trip to the hospital in Charleston. Officials did not identify the man. He was described only as a 26-year-old laborer. His condition was not disclosed. Still ahead, a law enforcement pilot is criticized for an expensive joyride. California's Sonoma County will upgrade its airport. And China turns an old aircraft carrier into a floating hotel. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, January 12th. I'm Paul Plack. At a time when many municipalities are grounding their law enforcement helicopter assets due to the recession, it's bad form for a sheriff's department pilot to go flying with a female friend in a $1,000-an-hour Eurocopter A-Star 350. But that's what is said to have happened in Orange County, California recently. Officials are not amused, especially since this would not be the first time it's happened. The Orange County Register reports that on November 10th, pilot and Sergeant Han Oh took off for a one-hour flight about 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. But along for the ride was Deputy Sherry DeMaio, who's assigned to Central Court and not a trained observer. The incident is being called a ride-along, but such arrangements are supposed to be approved in advance by the department. The sheriff's office has started an investigation after an anonymous tip was sent to some members of the Orange County Board of Supervisors. The Register reports that in the past, previous officials have been known to send one flight crew to retrieve a lost purse and allegedly used other flights for amorous trysts during the tenure of former Sheriff Michael Corona. It's one thing to fly around the world. It's another entirely to do it solo. But to do it at age 76 in a single-engine home-built makes Flight of a Lifetime a memoir that lives up to its name. William Randolph was born in 1928 and joined the U.S. Navy early by lying about his age, afraid he'd miss World War II. Flying since 1946, Randolph enjoyed a career in the computer industry and has owned 8 planes. At the age of 76, he decided to build one of his own and fly it around the world. After completing the piston single, Randolph flew it solo 27,000 nautical miles over 3 oceans, 8 seas, and 3 gulfs, as well as a few continents. He says of his trip, quote, "On every leg, I encountered wonderful people and made new friends. It's a tale of adventure that's available to anyone who dares," unquote. Look for the book on Amazon.com. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors Tuesday unanimously approved an $84 million upgrade to Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport in Santa Rosa, California. At the moment, the only commercial service at the airport is offered by Horizon, with 5 daily flights serving Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Portland, and Seattle. The North Bay Business Journal reports the county plans to attract up to 21 flights per day by the year 2030. To do that, the plan would extend the main runway, 1432, by 885 feet to 6,000 feet long, and extend the crosswind runway, 119, by 200 feet to 5204. That and repairs and safety upgrades would cost $42 million. The other half of the estimated total would be spent on cargo space, a new terminal, and tower improvements once increased traffic justifies the expenditure. The county's planning commission finds that 11 or 12 daily flights by 2015 would mean $282 million in economic activity and 900 jobs. But NIMBYs, concerned about air and water pollution and noise, are on alert, and the commission is already proposing a voluntary curfew to limit early morning and late night flights. The improvements would depend on 95% funding from the FAA. China's military recently made news for turning an obsolete Soviet-era aircraft carrier into a new Chinese aircraft carrier. But that's not the only way to recycle a Cold War-era floating city. Another carrier undergoing renovation in China is destined to become a luxury hotel. ETN reports the renovation is taking place in Tianjin, and the new floating hotel is part of Binhai Aircraft, an 80,000-square-meter military theme park opened in 2004 in East Tianjin. The Kiev-class Soviet aircraft carrier, which happens to be named the Kiev, was sold to China in 1996. A $15 million restoration reportedly includes 3 luxury suites, the largest of which is about 4,300 square feet. Binhai Aircraft says it plans to open the hotel later this year, even though most of the 148 rooms won't be finished. The facility will target a high-end clientele. It also claims the world's first Western restaurant on an aircraft carrier, which opened last month. The menu features mostly Russian food. Finally today, a study obtained by Danger Room finds 31% of all the military aircraft in the world are now unmanned. But there are some issues which could slow the dramatic growth in the use of drones by the military. One is their susceptibility to cyber warfare, as demonstrated by a malware infection of drone cockpits at Creech Air Force Base in Nevada. The report also notes bloat in the cost of sensor packages. overlapping acquisitions, and bandwidth limitations. Military planners have said the last U.S. combat pilot has already been born, and that soon all combat aircraft will be unmanned. That means in 20 years, we could find ourselves watching the U.S. Navy Blue Fire Scouts or the U.S. Air Force Thunderbots. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.